Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to spend some time both on our first lesson and our gospel lesson tonight. First and foremost, as St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 2, we see that the law is written on the hearts. And for a time, God allowed these people in far-off countries to believe other things, right? There was a time when everyone on earth was a Christian. That is, they believed in the promise of the Messiah that was to come. That time was at the time of Adam and Eve. And then after the world had gotten so bad, God wiped them all out, save 8 souls, Noah, Mrs. Noah, and their 3 sons, and the 3 sons' wives. All of them confessing that truth. But as time went on, as they moved away after their language had been confused, fathers chose not to instill in their sons and their daughters the faith, and instead taught myth after myth after myth. Some of those myths held a shred of that truth, while many other times it was filled with the lies of the father of lies, the devil. God permitted this for a time, focusing mainly on his chosen people of Israel. Through his promise to Abraham and to his seed, he kept that promise intact. And so at God's proper time, he sent forth his son, born of a virgin, to be the Savior, not just for the literal seed of Abraham, but for all people. That law had been written on our hearts. There is a natural law at play. When you go out into God's good creation, your average person, whether he is a Christian or not, can recognize that something created it. He can look at his own self. He can look at an x-ray. He can look at all the different pictures of his body, of his muscles, of his skeleton, and see that this had to be created. Whether he confesses the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or not, your average person believes that there is something greater than himself. Nature has a law written right into it, because nature itself has a God, the only true God, the one that spoke all of it into being. And so as our world rages against that law, as it tries to believe that it can somehow unwrite what civilizations throughout all of history have believed, whether that's about marriage, whether that's about the distinction between male and female, whether that's about a life growing in the womb, nature has always understood these things. That law is written in the heart. But now we see that the darkness that people have followed, God has given them over to it. They call evil good, and they call good evil. Do not follow a fallen world. The blind cannot lead the blind. Rather, follow the light that is Jesus Christ, the only hope of salvation. Yes, the natural law is written on all hearts, but it is his revealed law, his revealed will that saves. Yes, you can go through life with that natural law, but you cannot enter into eternal life with God without him revealing himself. And so God has revealed himself. Prophet after prophet in his Old Testament pointed forward to the Messiah that is to come. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, St. Paul writes in Hebrews. We confess this. All of the scriptures pointed forward to the Messiah, and that Messiah was born for the purpose of dying. That Messiah went to the cross, taking the entire sin of the whole world upon himself, hanging bloody and dying for all. Whether they believe in him as their Messiah or not, Jesus Christ died for them. And yet, why must we proclaim that message throughout the whole world? Because to reject that grace, to reject that gift, means to reject salvation. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world, all those who have the law written on their hearts, and yet only those who believe and confess him as Lord and Savior get the eternal benefits of that gift. This is why Jesus is so brokenhearted in our gospel lesson. You love your family. You love the people that raised you, your siblings, your cousins, the people of your extended families. You love them. You know them. They know you. And yet there's a good reason why most pastors do not end up at their home church. If I were the pastor at St. James in Shawano, I would have my youth leader. I would have all of those teachers that I disobeyed having to listen to me preach the law and the gospel to them. All the people who saw me do mistake after mistake would now hear me tell them what God has to say. Yes, they rejected Jesus at his own hometown, of his own household. They rejected him. And it grieves him so much. It grieves him to see the people that he has loved reject him. Prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. His brothers and sisters, that is, his cousins most likely, rejected him for a time. James would eventually be converted, but so many people around him rejected him. It broke his heart. When you have children who walk away from this wonderful and blessed gift, it breaks your heart. And yet you pray. You pray and you do not cease to share the message. Jesus left there unable to, at that time, do the mighty work, St. Mark writes. He heals some of them. But that's not really why Jesus has come. Yes, it pains Jesus to see disease after disease. It pains him to see people not being able to use the wonderful members that he has given them, their eyes, their ears, all of their senses. It pains him to see that. And he has come to undo those causes of sin. But most importantly, he has come to save people from their sin. And they rejected him. He marveled because of their unbelief. If you, in your lives right now, are in that state where people that you love, that you have raised, or that raised you, have rejected that gift of Jesus Christ, do not give up. Jesus still went to the cross. Jesus still rose from the dead to set everything right. Not everyone is going to believe. Pray anyway. Not everyone is going to believe, but tell them about Jesus anyway. It's the Holy Spirit who does the work He uses you as his means, as his instruments to do that mighty work. Keep proclaiming Christ. Keep praying for the person who you know for a fact does not yet know him. Pray for the one who does. Encourage them to come to church with you, to pray with you, to read the Bible with you, and leave them in Jesus' hands. Point them to their baptisms. Remind them that they are children of God Almighty and that he has bought them with the price of his only begotten Son's blood. Believe this fervently. God has given you this gift. The church sings. The law is good, but since the fall, its holiness condemns us all. It dooms us for our sin to die and has no power to justify. To Jesus we for refuge flee, who from the curse has set us free, and humbly worship at his throne, saved by his grace through faith alone. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.